Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Whatever time it is your way, we thank God for you tuning in on this great Thursday morning. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck here in the USA. And we just thank God for his many blessings. Not only are we live on this station, but we're also live now on MZ Radio London with our brother, Mr. Saji Harmony. Also AP Radio UK with our brother, O'Fields. And also Salt FM UK with our brother, DJ Jide, and our brother, DJ Shaggy Tosh of Be Inspired with Shaggy Tosh Show. And also giving a shout out to our brother, DJ Val of Gospel Soul Food. And we just thank the Lord for his many blessings on today. We have a great, oh my God, a awesome show that is coming before you. We give a shout out to our family in all of Africa, to all of Nigeria, to all of Ghana, to all of Zambia, to those in Uganda and Kenya, Barbados, Jamaica, also in Brazil, also in the Netherlands. We want to give a shout out to you all as well, and many others that are tuning in, even here in the USA in the different cities and states. We just want to say good morning to you all. Right now, we have a very special guest on. We have a couple of guests that's on with us today. We have our first guest. We thank God for our sister, Aisha Linnell there in Arizona. I also want to give a shout out to my bro, Derek, also known as King Littles. Yes, we thank God for you, bro. Love you very much. It's because of our brother King Littles. Y'all know he's not a stranger to these shows. He's been on many a times. He's part of the Real G's for God with us. So it was through him that I met this awesome woman of God. And also we have another guest that's going to be on afterwards. We thank God for Minister David Laster out of Chicago. You will be hearing him, and we may have a few other guests that will be on with us. But we thank God for our sister who has a great book entitled My Testimony, Unleashed, A Mother's Hope. And we're going to click her on right now so she can talk a little bit about this awesome book. Let's click her on right now. Let's see. Okay. All right. Hey, sis, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Miss Angel. I'm doing great. How are you?
Yes, I am doing good as well. I'm so excited. Finally, we finally got you on.
Yes, I'm excited. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, I'm telling you, I'm so happy. Like I said, I was going to get with you before on this, but like I said, it was a lot of things going on. But thank God, today is the day that you are on
yes.
with us. So I'm going to have you reintroduce yourself, and if there's any shout-outs you want to say to anyone, you can do so, and let them know where you're calling
okay.
from again.
Okay, perfect. My name is Aisha Linnell. I am a first-time author, or the first-time author of My Testimony, Unleashed, A Mother's Hope. I attend Life Church Ministries. I've been going there since about 9 years old, but I, you know, was running away from the Lord for a long time, so I ended up starting to go back faithfully maybe about 10 years ago, and God is stuck on me now. I can't let him go, and he won't let me go. Amen. And
yes.
So I'm grateful
Amen
for that.
Yeah.
And yes. I have gone out with the Prison Fellowship Ministry. I went out to a couple of prisons with them before COVID hit with
mm-hmm.
Derek, King, a.k.a. King Littles. He got me hooked on with that. that was a beautiful moment to be able to go out and minister to the men that are in there and give them God, amen, give them some help, hope,
yes.
and healing, you know, because sometimes
yes.
they are forgotten about, and we just wanted to let them know that they are not and they are loved. I praise dance. I have 4 wonderful children, 1 grandbaby here, 1 grandbaby on the way. So
wow, awesome.
God is good.
Well, congrats.
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
So that is a little bit about me.
Okay. And so now, before we go in talking about your book and everything, I just want you to just
mm-hmm.
share, like, a little brief testimony about your life, like, you know, what you've been through and how God brought you out, anything you want to talk about pertaining to that of your life, you can do so.
Okay, for sure. So much. So much. But when I think about where I am now in 2021 compared to where I was in 2019 was a really rough year for me. I wasn't working because I was pregnant with my 1-year-old daughter now. I was a full-time caregiver for my mother because she had a major surgery, so she needed 24/7 care. So I was left with nothing. I was dependent upon one income, and that income left me. So I didn't have no job. I didn't have no money. I didn't know how I was going to be able to get anything for my baby or anything. Like, I was just completely lost and depressed and, you know, going through. But I continued to go to church, even though I didn't want to. I continued to go to church. And sometimes I would literally sit up in there, and my pastor's preaching, and I'm just like, whatever. Whatever,
yeah,
I don't believe that, you know, because I was so hurt, you know.
That's right.
But God, I kept going and kept going and was in the midst of his presence, in the midst of praise and worship, and he just started to break me free of all the depression and all the worry. He's like, don't you remember that I am the great I am? Don't you remember
that's
that
right.
I am your provider? Don't you remember that I am the river in the wilderness? Like, I got you, daughter. Just cast everything upon me and let me handle your life. And by the time my daughter was born, I had everything that she needed and then some. I had more than enough. I was able to have a job and take care of my children, take care of myself and my family. God was just blessing me. I got a job that I didn't even apply for. You know, they called me like, hey, we see your resume and we want you. And I'm like, you got me. You got me, right?
Wow.
And
yes,
then didn't have no vehicle. I got blessed. Because the church was giving single mothers a vehicle, and my spiritual sister, put my name in the pool, and he pulled my name and blessed me with a car. Like, God just was continually giving me everything that I needed and then some, because, you know, he does exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever think or ask. Amen. So he took me from a place of nothingness to a place of abundance just because I kept my faith in him. Amen. And that
is awesome.
Just one of my testimonies.
Wow, that's awesome.
One of my
Awesome. Well, that was a powerful testimony, and I'm glad you shared that one, because we know with this COVID and everything that's going on, a lot of people don't have. A lot of people are struggling. You know, some people have lost their business. A lot of people don't have any jobs. They're going through with their families. And I just pray right now that whoever is listening in is encouraged to believe and know that, hey, if God did that for you, he can do it for all of us. You know what I'm saying? He can do
Amen.
It for all of us, because
he
is the great I am. You know what I'm saying? He is our provider. And so even in going through, I can even agree with you even on that, because I know I had been going through a lot of things, and there's still some things I am going through where I can't see my way. You know what I'm saying? But God always do it.
Yes.
Every time, he don't miss. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing of believing. And my favorite word is, Lord, all I have is you. You know, all I have is you.
Come
on. And you are the one that takes care of me. And I have to believe in you. I can't believe in people. I can't depend on people. But it's you, you know what I'm saying, that can open up and cause things to come my way. And he does it every time. So that's a powerful testimony. And I know that I can relate to that one as well. He will do it. He will do it for us.
I like what you said. I like what you said. He don't miss.
No,
he don't miss. He is on point every single time. So, and like for those who have, you know, lost their businesses, lost their homes, lost their job, you know, whatever they feel as a loss is not a loss to God. He's just moving that out the way so that he can give you greater. You just need to stand on your faith. You just need to stand in your word and trust and believe and know that he will come through for you, because he is no respecter of persons.
That is right. That is right. Amen to that. Now, the next thing we're hitting on now is this great book that you have out called My Testimony Unleashed, A Mother's Hope.
Yes.
How did you go about writing this great book? And then I want you to talk a little bit about it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I've always written. I love to journal. That's my release. I love to journal. I pray better when I journal than when I speak it out. I'm just a writer. So I've been writing for a very long time, and I have stopped for a long time because of life. But then when I started going back to Life Church, one of the pastors came and ministered to me. He was like, God said you're going to write a book. And at that time, I was just like, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm not going to write no book.
Yeah.
But after he ministered that to me, like, people kept coming and confirming, and God started putting it on me so heavy, like, you need to write, you need to write. So I would write a page, and then I'd throw it away. I'd write a page, and then I'd quit. You know, I went through this whole process. It took me literally 3 years to finally write this book from beginning to end. It was a rough process, you know, because I didn't want to go back. Because when you're writing, you have to go back to those moments. And I didn't want to go back to those moments, but I had to. And so that's what I did, and I connected with a couple of people who are authors and who have connections, you know, to help me to get this book done. And so they were really a major force in helping me to get this book out, Apostle Cedric Nesbitt and Sinyon Shante. They were my book writing coaches, and they led me all the way through. Now, for this book, God had me to testify regarding a situation that happened that I caused with me and my girls. And the way that he had me write the book, it was like very raw, very open. And I'm like, Lord, I don't want to write that. You know, that's too much information for people. People going to judge me and be like, oh, she's not a woman of God. Look at her cussing in her book. And, you know, just all that other kind of stuff. But he was like, no, I need you to be transparent. I need you to be real. I need you to be naked.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times us as Christians, when we give our testimonies, we kind of keep it surface. Right?
Yeah.
So
that's true.
And not tell the whole story. So he was like, now, daughter, you about to tell the whole story. So I was obedient. Once I was obedient to him, it just flowed out. It just flowed out. And so that's how I went through the process of writing my book, just praying before I wrote and allowing the Holy Spirit to, I said, Lord, write every word, write every punctuation mark, every period. Like, I don't want to be nothing of me. So this is not just a book that I just put out. This is a God-birth book. This is a God-ordained book because he wants to bring some help, hope, and healing to some people.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Exactly. Exactly. I'm telling you, that is awesome. And so you said it's just a book that's talking about you and basically just all of the things that you went through, personal.
Yes, extremely personal. I am completely naked in this book. And, like, for the first seven chapters, you're going to see, like, the whirlwind of me, you know, the angry me, the, I don't know if I could say this online, but the pissed off me, like, you know,
the evil
me, you know, you're going to see all of that. But then towards the last few chapters of the book, you're going to see where God starts clothing me in his love. He starts clothing me in his forgiveness. He starts clothing me in restoration. He starts clothing me in his glory. Amen.
Yes.
To let me, so that other people can know. Excuse me. I'm so sorry, Miss Angel. I'm not trying to get on here and cry, but I'm just grateful.
No, go ahead. Let it go.
Let people know that God is a restorer, because my girls they are 20 and 21 right now. And the situation happened when they were 1 and 2. You know, I left them at home by themselves, and I went to a bar to have some drinks with my cousin, and I left my daughters at home by themselves. And when I came home, I see my door open, and immediately my whole life was over at that point, because I was like, my girls are out the house. I didn't know if they were kidnapped. I didn't know if they were in there dead. I didn't know anything, all because I wanted to go and have a drink at a bar. Amen. So God is so they have every right to resent me and not want anything to do with me. But glory to God, me and my girls are close as ever. We are thick as thieves. Like, he completely turned that whole situation around. So this book is just to let people know, not even just parents and children, but grandparents, romantic relationships. Yeah. Like, God can turn that around if you just surrender your life to him and let him do what only he can do.
Wow. Woo. Girl, that's powerful. I'm telling you, that is powerful. And I know I can't wait to read it, because I know when I read it, and I plan, I will definitely, most definitely have you back. And we're going to talk about, you know, more about the book. Right now, we're just letting everybody know what to expect. But I know those that are listening in all over, if they want to get this book, where can they purchase this book, and how can they connect with you?
Yes, ma'am. They can actually go to my website, which is www.aisha, that's A-I-S-H-A, Lanell, L-A-N-E-L-L, speaks, S-P-E-A-K-S, aishalanellspeaks.com, or they can go to amazon.com and they can get it in the paperback form, or they can get it in the ebook.
Okay. Okay. Wow, that's awesome. My God. I cannot wait, sis, to read this book and to have you back on the show where we can really talk about this book and everything. It sounds powerful. And you know what? I want to say this to you, and I want to say to those that's around the world, you know, none of us is perfect. We all have done things. And I always tell people, there is no such thing as a perfect parent. There is. I think I need to say that again. There's no such thing as a perfect parent. I'll never forget when my dad, God rest his soul, he's gone on to be with the Lord. But right before he had got sick, I found it kind of strange. He came to me one day and he asked me, he said, I want to ask you something. He said, have I been a good parent? And I kind of looked at him you know, wow, that's kind of a strange question to ask me. You know, because I'm daddy's girl. This is my heart. I love my daddy. We was very close. So he said, coming up, you know, was he a good dad? I said, well, Dad, can I tell you something? There is no such thing as a perfect parent. I said, but as far as I know and see, you were an awesome parent. And that's what I told him. You know, even though we hit heads and we went through and, you know, I ran away from home. I had that time where I was running away from home. You know what I'm saying? Back when I was in my early teens and stuff like that. But, you know, still, even in that, you know, he loved me unconditionally. And it was different things that had went on, you know, in my family, period. You know, mental things that had went on to where I was suicidal and all that kind of stuff that was I went through, you know, as a teenager, not loving myself and stuff like that. But in saying that is, I was sharing that, saying that to say this. When he asked me that, have I been a good parent? None of us are perfect parents. You understand what I'm saying? We do the best that we can. And sometimes, sometimes, like you said, you went out and you took the drink. Okay, you left the kids. Okay, at that point, sometimes our mind, don't be stable. Sometimes we're young. We don't know any better. I'm telling you, sometimes when people say you know better, no, not if your mind is not grown up. No, you don't. If your mind is not stably there. Not saying we're crazy and we're retarded. No. But sometimes when we want to do things, like you said, drink, or we want to go to that party, it seems like nothing else matters but that.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So things happen.
Yes, ma'am.
Then we snap into focus like, wow, was it worth that? And then we beat ourselves up and we get angry with ourselves and we do all of this and that. But at the same token, God is a forgiving God. And when he forgives us, we have to forgive ourselves. And then that's when everybody else, our children and everybody else, everything, God will bring that thing into a whole. You know what I'm saying? To where that's
so
up the path.
Fair. Yes.
You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? So
Absolutely.
I want to say that to those that are tuning in that may feel like, wow, this is really deep. There is no such thing, parent. We don't know all the answers. And there's some things that we have done, in our past. That we really can't explain why. We just know we did it. It happened. But then God stepped in and he helped us and he repaired. So that is powerful,
yes,
sis. That is powerful. And it's something that we don't want to relive the past and all that stuff. But like you said, sometimes we have to go back in it, because sometimes when you go back in the past and there's things that's not that's left unanswered, we can get them answered. There's some pain that was still there that's not healed, that can be healed. You understand?
Yep. Yes,
and
ma'am.
So
I tell you, before I started writing the book, I thought I was healed. I thought I was. But then I was writing the book, I realized that I wasn't, because I did a lot of crying. I did a lot of, beating myself up, like you said, like I did a lot of that. But as I got further on in my book, God continued to heal me. So it was just like me releasing through tears, me releasing through, everything. And by the time I ended up, finished that book, like he was like, I'm completely healed. I'm completely healed.
Yeah.
So I just like even with you telling your dad, like, Dad, there is no perfect parent. I know that he could transition to be with the Lord in great peace, knowing that his daughter loves him.
That's right. That's right. And I'm the only girl.
And that
no matter what,
he may not have been a perfect parent, but he was a perfect daddy to you.
Yes, he was.
So.
Yes. Yes,
God
he was.
Bless you for that. Sure.
Yes. Wow. This is awesome. I'm telling you, I'm so honored and grateful and blessed that you are on with me right now, that you took time out to come on and share with us all around the world about your testimony, just giving us a little bit touch of it. And those, again, that are tuned in, if you want to get the book, tell them again where they can go.
You can go to my website, www.AishaLanelleSpeaks.com. Or you can go to Amazon.com.
All right. And purchase that book. Go and purchase the book.
Yes.
And if they want to get connected with you personally, how can they connect with you on your social media or anything?
They can go to my Facebook page, which is Aisha Linnell, and connect with me there. They can also messenger me. You can hit me up on my email, which is also AishaLanelleSpeaks@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And I will be more glad to communicate.
Yes, awesome. You know what I'm saying? I'm really praying and believing God that this book is going to go national, international, worldwide, however you want to say it, that it will be a tool. That's what we're praying now in Jesus' name, that this book will be a tool to restore families around the world. That as they read, that everybody, that everybody can look back, those that went through with their children or went through with their parents, that lives can be, you know what I'm saying, be brought back together, and everything that will be broke, that's broken, will be mended, and that there will be total divine healing in Jesus' name with families around the world. That is awesome. I'm really praying, and I'm believing God and knowing that he will do just that, because there are a lot of families that are going through, even now. That's something that's never going to stop. It's always something, somebody that is going through, and I'm praying that when they get this book and they read this book, that healing will start to begin, and that wholeness, and they will come to you with testimonies. We're looking for testimones, even on these airwaves, that testimony will come in on how they read this book and God did what he had to do in their life. So I just want to say God bless you, sis. I thank God for you. I'm looking forward, like I said, to reading the book, getting the book and reading it, and having you back on the show again to talk about this great book in its entirety as well. Is there anything you would like to say before we go?
I just want to say thank you again for this opportunity to have a real conversation with you. I really enjoyed myself. I love it. I thank you for that. And I also want to say, don't go buy no book, Miss Angel. I got your book. I'm going to send you a book.
Well, I definitely will give you.
You go get it.
Well, I'm looking forward. I'm excited. I will have my popcorn ready. You know, I look at books like movies. You know what I'm saying? I like to just soak everything up, and that's a good thing. When you can get a book and you can just have your little snacks and just get all in, just like it's a movie. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, it is it's reality when it comes to things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I love it, and I love to hear how God can change everything that was damaged, and he can bring wholeness to it. You know what I'm saying? And bring meaning to it.
Yes.
I love that. I really do. I love it that healing can begin, and he can make what's damaged in total wholeness. That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, all right, sis. Well, God bless you. God bless you and your family. And I thank you once again for being on with us. And I look forward to having you back on you know, again, real soon. Real soon.
All right, I look forward to it as well. Thank you so much, Miss Angel.
All right, you're welcome. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
God bless you as well.
All right.
Bye.
All right, you all, you have heard it. You have heard it. We thank God for this great, we thank God for this great show that you have heard so far with our guests. We thank God for Aisha Lanell. Yes, sharing a little bit of her testimony and sharing with us her great book, My Testimony, Unleashed a Mother's Hope. Go get it, you guys. And we just thank God for that. Next, we're going to be hearing from our other guests that we have coming on. We have some music we're going to go to. And when we come back, you're going to be hearing from one of our great brothers there in Chicago, Minister David Laster. We will be back in a few minutes.